Bill Cosby is not planning to testify in his own criminal sexual assault trial, and without being able to question him directly, prosecutors spent much of the day trying to breathe life into past statements he'd made about his accuser and the alleged sexual assault. WHYY's Laura Benchoff is here to give us an update on day four. Laura, remind us why jurors won't be hearing Cosby's story from the man himself.
Well, Cosby hasn't said much about this, but he doesn't have to testify. And he did go on a local radio show hosted by Michael Smirkanish and said that he didn't want to. He didn't give a really solid answer. He kind of trailed off, saying he didn't want to make his lawyers scramble to try to account for what he was saying.
So what are some of the notable statements he made in the past, and how are prosecutors using them today?
So Cosby was interviewed by police in 2005. That's the year following the alleged assault. And police didn't end up pressing charges then. And because of that, his accuser, Andrea Constant, sued him civilly. And he ended up giving extensive testimony in that case over 4 days in 2005 and 2006. So those two interviews or sets of interviews have been introduced. In particular, the deposition was a source of much wrangling by the defense. They've been trying to suppress it basically for the last year and a half. And today, law enforcement officers from Cheltenham Township and the Montgomery County detectives ended up reading all or portions of those two kinds of statements. In it, we hear Cosby graphically describing the night of the alleged assault, in his own words, and his romantic interest in Andrea Constant, the accuser. But he also says at several points that he believes that romantic interest was returned, or at least not rejected.
WHYY's Laura Benchoff reporting.